Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, area filmmaker Andrea Palnasik wants to do more than just make a Christmas movie in Chippewa Falls this year. She'd like to make 10 movies in Chippewa Falls in the next 10 years. We'll hear from her coming up. Also, State Representative Christian Phelps talks about the Badger Care public option bill. He says it would dramatically increase health care access and lower costs for low to mid-income families and small businesses. And finally, this Wednesday, Chippewa River Industries and Inclusa are co-hosting a poverty simulation from 9 a.m. to 12:30 in Chippewa Falls. Everyone's invited. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Local filmmaker and proud Chippewa Falls resident, award-winning screenwriter and film producer Andrea Palnasik announced this week that her next project is a heartfelt, family-friendly, coming-of-age holiday film shot right here in the Chippewa Valley, in Chippewa Falls, to be precise. Palnasik says with Wisconsin's exciting new film production tax incentive now in effect, the timing couldn't be better to capture the warmth, beauty, and unmistakable charm of the community of Chippewa Falls on film. With plans of working alongside her sister, Alexandra Boylan, together known as the Boylan Sisters, Andrea hopes to bring to life a touching Christmas story filled with the area's beloved local landmarks, familiar streets, and the timeless holiday spirit that makes the city of Chippewa Falls feel like home for so many. But what I first learned Thursday night at Mycon Cinema in Chippewa Falls is that more than just wanting to make a Christmas movie with a budget of $250,000 this October to December in Chippewa Falls, Andrea is dreaming of making 10 movies in Chippewa Falls over the next 10 years. I began my conversation with her by referencing author Jim Collins, who in his book Good to Great says everyone should have a BHAG, a big, hairy, audacious goal. And we both agreed 10 movies in 10 years in Chippewa Falls is just that.
It is. Yeah, I mean, it started with the idea of just being able to capture Chippewa Falls at Christmas, which is, it's already beautiful. It's kind of a no-brainer. And then I was like, I want to build a team. I want to train filmmakers and artists up here and not have them to always have to leave. And so I'm like, I think we need to have an engine, and we need to, and I just said 10 years because I was like, well, I'll be 65 in 10 years. So there we go.
What have you learned from your experiences, and how is the industry changing that combines with you believing now is the right time for something like this?
Well, the industry has changed tremendously since COVID, because when streaming was such a big disruptor, and there is just less resource and definitely less, like you're just making less money on a movie. So I think that actually this makes the perfect sense, because we're doing a $250,000 budget. We're pulling it way down. The last movie that I made was $1 million, so just as an example. And the average movie is recouping.
And that was Identity Crisis?
Identity Crisis, yeah. And the average movie is recouping around $300 or so, unless you happen to hit it really huge. And if we hit it huge, that's awesome. But we want to make an economic engine that can continue to fund the next one and the next one. So having a local community that's supporting it, not having to have people travel, which is a big expense, putting people up, all of that kind of stuff. So developing a crew that lives here, and so we're not having to put them up, and then be able to make something that is affordable but absolutely gorgeous. And as you can see with the short, it's really beautiful on screen.
Palnasik says she already has a script for the Christmas movie.
I had already started to talk to community people, so the traditional tree farm had agreed that we could use that sort of as our main set, and the Chippewa Falls Parks and Rec had agreed that we could be in Irvine and the parade. We talked to Chippewa Falls Main Street, and we can film the parade, so we already kind of know some of the...
But the idea of shooting from October to December, and then it's going to take really
about a year.
27, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
But then you want your. But it's not just that; it's this bigger picture.
Right. So the vision is that we would film a movie in the fall of 26, which would come out in the fall of 27. But in the meantime, we would already be filming our next movie the fall of 27, so that the dream is that we would make 10 movies in 10 years here in Chippewa Falls.
Certainly a big, hairy, audacious goal, but an exciting one for sure. Andrea and her sister have been a part of making six movies, starting with Catching Faith in Chippewa Falls, followed by Catching Faith 2, Wish for Christmas, Switched, The Greatest Inheritance, and most recently, Identity Crisis. Learn more about their goals and dreams and plans by going to ChippewaFallsMovie.com. That's ChippewaFallsMovie.com. Meanwhile, this past Friday morning in Eau Claire, Democratic State Representative Christian Phelps made the case for the BadgerCare public option bill, which he says would dramatically increase health care access and lower costs for low to mid-income families and small businesses.
Even at best, I think it's safe to say that in the way we treat health insurance in Wisconsin and in the United States right now, you are never really sure. And you're not sure what's covered, you're not sure whether you can afford it, you're not sure when it's going to change, it's tied to your employment. And that just is not treating it like a human right.
Phelps says the BadgerCare public option bill
would allow people to opt in and buy in to the state's proud BadgerCare health insurance program and have the stability that they deserve, the knowledge that they're going to be covered in a way that they can predict year after year, and really move us, take a giant step, I would say, toward treating healthcare like the human right that it is.
Phelps says,
Think about the people that are struggling the most to get insurance right now. Young adults navigating a really difficult job market and economy, farmers, small business owners. This would allow folks like that to buy into BadgerCare and have health insurance for themselves and their neighbors.
Phelps says that's why they're introducing it, but why now?
For one thing, it's a really strong policy. It's been introduced before. I wish it were already law. And there is never a bad time to introduce strong policy that gives a blueprint for strong leadership on healthcare.
State Representative Christian Phelps says,
we're also introducing it because Citizen Action of Wisconsin and advocates for healthcare across the state have demonstrated multiple times that pressure can work. And we have, on healthcare in particular, some really recent history that demonstrates that strong advocates in the community partnering with legislators inside the Capitol, even in an austere and undemocratic majority, frankly, can pressure the majority and get good policy across the finish line. In what we assume to be the last week of the Assembly legislative session a couple of weeks ago in Madison, my Democratic colleagues and I were able to partner with healthcare advocates around the state and employ some relatively aggressive legislative tactics that actually pressured the Republican majority into allowing two bills that they had been blocking because of the Assembly Speaker's opposition to them for a long time to get a vote. They passed unanimously and almost unanimously, and they will improve people's lives because of that pressure. One of them was finally accepting Medicaid expansion for postpartum care, expanding that to 12 months postpartum. That's huge. That will save lives. And the other one is Gail's Law, which will expand access to more breast cancer screenings and will catch breast cancer earlier and, again, save lives.
Regarding the BadgerCare public option bill, afterwards, I asked Representative Phelps,
is this more about the election, too? I mean, as much as it's great the postpartum bill passed with support from people, I think, like Senator James, this is, I mean, seemingly a pretty huge long shot. And so isn't it really about positioning yourself for the election, which is thought to be a positive year for Democrats and your hopes to regain the Assembly? So.
Well, I mean, I think I would slightly reframe the question there around we have legislative work that we're supposed to do. And there's never a problem with introducing a good idea and taking it through the system that we have to give it a public debate and allow the public to weigh in on it. And ultimately, the agenda is set by whoever holds the majority. So it is twofold. It is essentially, we think that we should apply public pressure to the majority to view it as politically unviable to oppose this, which is kind of what happened with postpartum Medicaid expansion and Gail's Law. My understanding is that there are members of the Republican caucus in competitive districts who felt so much pressure that they went to their leadership and said, this is not going to work for us politically if you don't let it move forward.
I don't see why that can't happen on other things. And so at best, it will move forward. At worst, to your point, it will demonstrate who in the Capitol wants to treat healthcare like a human right and who doesn't.
And finally, this Wednesday from 9 to 12:30, Chippewa River Industry, CRI, and INCLUSA are co-hosting a poverty simulation in Chippewa Falls at Chippewa River Industries at 1005 Lake Wasota Drive. I spoke this week with Chris Paterka, Population Health Lead with iCare INCLUSA, and asked her to tell us more about just what is a poverty simulation.
So a poverty simulation is exactly what it is. It's like a role play, and participants that come, they will role play what it feels like to live in poverty for about a month. It's not a game. We take this seriously. These are based on scenarios from real life people that have gone through a lot of struggles. And so we do a simulation, and where people have to, there's people that are in families, and there are other people that represent community agencies. And we go through a month in the life of someone that's living with poverty or low resources. And really, we do that for a couple hours, and then afterwards we debrief and we talk about what it felt like from all of these different perspectives. And that's where the really richness comes in, because it really helps us truly understand the struggles that are out there. And really the goal of the simulation is to really kind of shift the thinking of poverty or having not enough money or resources as being kind of a personal failure, is more understanding how it's the structures in our society that may not be helping to support an individual or a family to achieve their best lives. So really shifting and saying, how can, as a community, we can be doing better to support people to get their needs and have a better quality of life.
I'm sure you've done this before. What generally are the takeaways people have when they do this?
Yeah, it's been powerful, actually. We've had people just go, wow, I didn't understand how hard it was. You know, you've got somebody that's a mother of a family trying to get kids to childcare and then get to work on time, and transportation doesn't come through. And then they're late getting their children to childcare, which makes them late getting to work. And then they're dinged for work. And then before they know it, they're out of a job. Or somebody lost their job then, and then all of a sudden a paycheck is gone. And then they can't make their rent. And then they're risking eviction. And so these are the type of scenarios that go through. And it's just one thing that can happen that can just have a cascade of events on a family or an individual. And that becomes very powerful for people to realize. And then those people that are playing, like the employment agency, the pawn shop, the bank, they have to deal with all of this as people are coming in, and seeing it from that perspective and how stressful and hard that is to help people get what they need also is very impactful. So that's what we've really seen, is that awareness really raise up. And then people that are in that participate have experienced it themselves. And so it brings that back too, and they can really lend to the discussion about, wow, we need to really open our eyes as a community and see where we can do better for our neighbors and friends.
And I asked Paterka, how do those who take part in poverty simulations go away changed?
I think there's a better empathy and understanding what people have to go through. And so our hope and what we see, we have all of our staff in our organization get trained, because they work really closely with a population that has Medicaid and disabilities. And it really helps them understand, wow, these are challenges. So when I say you need to go get, you know, your primary care appointment, and somebody doesn't go, instead of being angry, it's like, no, you know what? I realize there are probably all these barriers in the way, and let's figure out how we can support you to take down some of those barriers to get you there. So it really flips to being like, why can't you do something, to, wow, I understand what's going on in your life, and let's see if we can help you, because I know you want to do it, but we need to provide more support to get you there.
And you can register for this Wednesday's poverty simulation. It's free. Just register at inclusa.org. That's inclusa.org. Again, the event 9 to 12:30. It'll be a lunch and a tour of CRI provided afterward. The location, Chippewa River Industries at 1005 Lake Wasota Drive in Chippewa Falls. Again, what do you have to lose? You have a lot to gain, a lot to learn. This week's poverty simulation presented by Chippewa River Industries, CRI, and INCLUSA. Again, that's 9 to 12:30 Wednesday, March 11th. Register at inclusa.org. Just scroll down. You'll see option one under register here. Click on that and give them the necessary information. That does it for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program, WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening.